The more difficult problem was deciding which model Fuller home they should choose from the many varieties available. Named after the great 20th century engineer-architect Buckminster Fuller, and using technologies he had dreamed of but never lived to see, they were virtually self-contained and could sustain their occupants almost indefinitely. Power was provided by a 100-kilowatt sealed fuser unit, which required topping up with enriched water every few years. Such a modest energy level was quite adequate for any well-designed home, and 96 volts DC could electrocute only the most determined suicide. To technically minded clients who asked, why 96 volts, the Fuller Consortium explained patiently that engineers were creatures of habit. Only a couple of centuries ago, 12 and 24 volt systems had been standard, and arithmetic would have been much easier if humans had 12 fingers instead of 10. It had required almost a century to gain general public acceptance of the Fuller home's most controversial feature, the food recycling system. Doubtless, it had taken even longer at the beginning of the agricultural era before hunter-gatherers had overcome their revulsion at spreading animal dung over their future food. For thousands of years, the pragmatic Chinese had gone even further, using their own wastes to fertilize their rice fields. But food prejudices and taboos are among the strongest that control human behavior, and logic is often not enough to overcome them. Recycling excrement out in the fields with the help of good clean sunlight was one thing. To do it in one's own home with mysterious electrical devices was quite another. For a long time, the Fuller Consortium argued in vain. Not even God can tell the difference between one carbon atom and another. Most members of the public were convinced that they could. In the end, economics won, as is usually the case. Never having to worry about food bills again, and having a virtually unlimited range of menus available in the memory of the home brain, was a temptation few could resist. Any remaining qualms were overcome by a transparently simple but effective device. A small garden could be supplied as an optional extra. Though the recycling system could work just as well without it, the sight of beautiful flowers turning their faces to the sun helped to settle many queasy stomachs. There had been only two previous owners of the Fuller home that Freda and Robert rented. The consortium never sold them. And the guaranteed mean time to failure of its major units was 15 years. By then they would need another model, large enough to accommodate an energetic teenager also. Somehow they never did get around to asking the brain for the usual greetings left by the earlier occupants. Both of them had their thoughts and dreams too firmly fixed upon a future which, like all young couples, they could not believe would ever come to an end.